Hello, this is Space Kate in Rome for the Mars 500 tweet-up, and we have had a fascinating morning this morning listening to Roman and Diego talking about their time in the Mars 500 module. They were in there for 520 days, and one of the things they found difficult was food. And when the variety of food ran out, they were getting a bit upset about that. So I've caught a guy here who's actually responsible for developing some of the food that they ate. If you'd just like to introduce yourself.
Yes, my name is Andrea Borsari. I am the manager for scientific affairs of Granarolo Company. It is an Italian company, a dairy company. And about Mars 500, I can say that we have a very little time to develop dairy products for this space flight, because we are contacted directly by the Institute of Biomedical Problems at Moscow, and they asked to a research group in Italy to have contacts with some Italian companies due to the fact that we are very renewed for very good food, and they wanted to have dairy products, but they requested for space foods, so foods that are okay, that are developed for a space flight. So one of the first points was to have a very little amount of water due to the weight to carry to the space, and the second point is to store the product for a very long time at room temperature. It means at about 20 to 23 degrees.
So I mean, I'm just thinking, you know, if I put some milk in my fridge, even after a week in the fridge, it's not good. So if you're leaving it at room temperature and you want it to last 520 days, that's really difficult. How do you do that?
Yes, we did in this way, because first of all we had not given to for these experiments milk or milk powder, for example, because milk powder is a good product, but we have selected some products that have a much higher nutritional value. For this, we have chosen fermented milk like yogurt or skimmed yogurt, because we can remove water by means of lyophilization. We have this type of facilities in our labs, but also we have industrial equipment, because we produce also a lot of dairy bacteria for the market and also bacteria for pharma industry. And so you can give a food that is without water but has all the nutritional component of a yogurt, and also a very high, a huge amount of living bacteria. And so this is very important for the interaction between the intestine, inside the intestine, and the immune system, so you have also a good response against the stress and against the situations that people, the six astronauts that were inside the modules have supported for a very long period.
I quite like the idea of going maybe to Mars, but it's a long way, it takes a long time, and I like cheese. So I was delighted to hear that you had actually made some cheese to go in the Mars 500 module. Can you just tell me very briefly how you managed to do that and what cheese you sent in?
Okay. Our company produces a lot of typical Italian cheese, like mozzarella, like mascarpone, like stracchino, soft cheese, and so on. Ricotta cheese and so on. But these are typical products that are not good enough to transform and to have the same performance when we take away water or we process in a proper way. So the idea was to use what the traditional process permits. So the Parmigiano Reggiano is a hard cheese, has a long period for aging, and has a very, very long possibility to be stored at room temperature. For example, it is quite common to eat a cheese that has already 3 years old. So the idea is, okay, this product is very good for nutritional value, but because also it is able to have a long shelf life. Okay? But when you cut, you keep you take away the rind, you have the exposure to the oxygen, and so a lot of particular substances are oxidized, and the taste is changed. So the goal was to cut in peak, in little pieces, 20 grams, so you have like a snack, to pack each of these pack in particular condition with materials that have a very high barrier to the oxygen, and then with a particular gas to eliminate oxygen, and then to pull the snacks, 12 of these snacks, because astronauts are six and they have eaten two of the snacks a day, and put inside another pack with aluminium foil and plastic and so on, with a good barrier and a nitrogen inside for a long storage at room temperature. And they have said to me that they were satisfied.
That's a lot of work for cheese, but I think cheese is worth it. So thank you ever so much.
Thank you.